Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi officials say about 100 people were killed in a suicide car bombing in the country's eastern Diyala province in one of the deadliest attacks carried out by the Islamic State since they overran large parts of Iraq. Medics say the blast on Friday at a marketplace in the mainly Shiite town of Khan Bani Sadr also wounded more than 70. People had gathered in the marketplace to celebrate the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Women and children were among the victims. Police in Nigeria say suicide bombers attacked an open-air praying area in northeastern Nigeria on Friday, killing at least 13 people in the city of Damaturu. Officials say the bombings were carried out by an elderly woman and a 10-year-old girl. The militant group Boko Haram has increasingly used young women and girls as human bombs, raising fears that the group is forcing some of its hundreds of captives to carry out its attacks. The shooting suspect in Thursday's deadly attack on U.S. military sites in the city of Chattanooga, Tennessee, spent 7 months in Jordan last year. Investigators are trying to determine if Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz made any contacts with extremist groups while he was abroad. FBI Special Agent Ed Reinhold said investigators are exploring all the travel done by Abdulaziz and whether he was acting alone.
Because the investigation is still in its early stages, it would be premature to speculate on exactly why the shooter did what he did. However, we are conducting a thorough investigation to determine whether this person acted alone.
4 U.S. Marines were killed on Thursday and several other people wounded at 2 military centers. This is VOA News.